Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Soberilla. My name is Kathy, and I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is May 25th, 1984, and I am a member of 164 Group. Would you please help me open up this meeting with a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Okay, I am so happy to see such a crowd here. Those of you that have never been here, you are in for a treat. Okay, a couple housekeeping rules. Please turn your cell phones off or put them on vibrate so as not to disrupt the speakers. We have some awesome speakers. Smoking. Okay, we have a lot of children playing soccer. They have asked that we stay off the grass. If you smoke, there are different cans around. Please make sure your butts go in those cans. When the speakers are speaking, we ask that you please try to stay seated. So again, people can hear. And we do not, in accordance with the tradition, we do not take pictures. No flash photography. This is an anonymous program. Okay. As you can see, we believe in having fun. Thank you to everybody who came out, people who helped decorate. We have a blast. So I want to read you something that kind of ties everything in together for us. And this is what we're doing here today. That feeling of having shared in a common peril is one element in the powerful cement which binds us together. The tremendous fact for every one of us is we have discovered a common solution. We have a way out on which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. And this is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. Okay, I have asked Toby to read the preamble.
Good morning. My name is Toby. I'm a recovered alcoholic. I have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, and what we're going to read here today is the Wilmington Preamble. This used to be the starting of every 164 group meeting. It got changed over time to a different, shorter method, but it tells us who we are and what we believe. We are gathered here because we are faced with the fact that we are powerless over alcohol and unable to do anything about it without the help of a power greater than ourselves. We feel that each person's religious views, if any, are his own affair. The simple purpose of the program of Alcoholics Anonymous is to show what may be done to enlist the aid of a power greater than ourselves, regardless of what our individual conception of that power may be. In order to form a habit of depending upon and referring all we do to that power, we must at first apply ourselves with some diligence. By often repeating these acts, they become habitual, and the help rendered becomes natural to us. We have all come to know that as alcoholics, we are suffering from a serious illness for which medicine has no cure. Our condition may be the result of an allergy, which makes us different from other people. It has never been by any treatment with which we are familiar, permanently cured. The only relief we have to offer is absolute abstinence, the second meaning of AA. There are no dues or fees. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop drinking. Each member squares his debt by helping others to recover. An Alcoholics Anonymous is an alcoholic who, through application and adherence to the AA program, has forsworn the use of any and all alcoholic beverage in any form. The payment the moment he takes so much as one drop of beer, wine, spirits, or any other alcoholic beverage, he automatically loses all status as a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. AA is not interested in sobering up drunks who are not sincere in their desire to remain sober. Not being reformers, we offer our experience only to those who want it. We have a way out on which we can absolutely agree and on which we can join in harmonious action. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our program. Those who do not recover are people who will not or simply cannot give themselves to this simple program. Now, you may like this program or you may not, but the fact remains, it works. It is our only chance to recover. There's a vast amount of fun in the AA fellowship. Some might be shocked at our seemingly worldliness and levity, but just underneath, there lies a deadly earnestness and a full realization that we must put first things first. And with us, the first thing is our alcoholic problem. To drink is to die. Faith must work 24 hours a day in and through us, or we perish. I wish to remind you that whatever is said at this meeting expresses our own individual opinions as of today and as up to this moment. We do not speak for AA as a whole, and you are free to agree or disagree as you see fit. In fact, it is suggested that you pay no attention to anything which might not be reconciled with what is in the AA Big Book. If you don't have a Big Book, it's time you bought you one. I love that line. Read it, study it, live with it, learn from it, scatter it, and then learn from it what it means to be an AA. Thank you.
Joey. Thank you. And speaking of Big Books, we do have Big Books for sale. They are $9. You can see one of the ladies at the door to purchase one.
Such a bargain.
Such a bargain. It'll save your life. And Mary Jo has graciously agreed to read the steps, which are up here for you, Mary Jo.
Mary Jo, Jo.
Good morning. My name is Mary Jo, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is 12/8/09, and I've done all of these steps. That's true. So this morning, I'm going to do them in interpretive dance. No. Okay. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol and that our lives had become unmanageable. Number two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Number three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Number four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Number five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Number seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Some sponsees, I don't know what to do with them. I love you, Mary Jo. And Dan is going to do the tradition of the month, please.
Good morning. I gotta just take in this view. You know, this is the best vantage point in the house. My name's Dan, I'm an alcoholic. My dry date's January 17th of 84. Tradition one, which states our common welfare should come first, personal recovery depends upon AA unity. The underlying principle is simple. If the group is drawn into controversy or becomes dominated by individuals, the unity of the group will be jeopardized. Thank you.
Thank you to all our readers. Okay, now we're getting down to the wire. Our first speaker is from Ohio, Florida, by way of Jamaica. She just got in from Jamaica this morning. I met Sherry 6 months ago, almost a year ago, and there are some people, when you see her, she's just got a smile on her face. Her sidekick, I don't know, Cher. It's just a treat to have you guys. Sherry's got some good messages. When I've heard her at meetings, I like what she has to say. So, Sherry is going to speak on steps 1 to 3.